I'm joined by Omar Saif Gobash, Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Russia, in the 89.1 WEMU studios. Thanks for joining us.
Great honor.
You are appearing tonight on behalf of Literati Bookstore in Ann Arbor in support of your new book, Letters to a Young Muslim. Tell us about the book.
It's a series of letters that I've addressed to my older son, who has just turned 16. I started it when he was 15, and I try to give him some guidance on how to approach the world as a young Muslim. So I don't give him specific doctrinal advice on what particular school of Islam that he should follow, but I do try to warn him to some of the political and economic and perhaps social pressures that he might face. And I try to advise him that really that he should look for the broadest and most generous meaning within the faith, and that violence and all of the narrow kind of regressive manifestations of Islam really don't form part of the faith. So in that sense, I suppose I take quite a bold line.
How has that experience changed for you versus for your son now? Or is that what you're trying to do, change that experience?
Well, my children and our children in general live in an incredibly connected world. And so I think that they are faced with much greater pressures than I was faced when I was 15. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book is also that I'm addressing those issues that I faced when I was 15, and it's taken a great deal of time to resolve. And so I hope thereby offering to offer these potential kind of solutions to a generation that is facing much greater pressure at a much faster rate.
What do you think the biggest misconception of a Muslim is today?
Of Muslims?
Yeah.
Of outsiders looking at Muslims?
Yes. Like that your son would have to deal with.
Well, no. I mean, you know, the terrible thing is that so many people associate violence, ignorance, and terrorism with Islam. And, you know, I try to separate out the ideas of Islamophobia from extremism. Islamophobia is you know, it's an ugly, evil thing to engage in, just as any form of hatred against any ethnic or religious group. But at the same time, we do, as Muslims, recognize that there is a kind of extremism within, and just as there have been in other faiths as well. But other faiths seem to have overcome those strains of extremism, whether through social change or intellectual argument. We are at the beginning of that path. And I'm very confident that we will overcome the extremists within our own societies.
That seems to be the goal of the book, that you are trying to change culture.
I'm trying to start a conversation within within the Islamic community, within the global Islamic community, and within regional ones. I do think that, you know, we share in the same human condition that everybody else on earth does. We need to begin to express it in our own Islamic terms, in our own kind of local regional terms, and be upfront about certain things. If I can contribute to that, I'll be very proud.
One of the things I did read in your book is where you say, surely the most important thing is to be a good person. That seems like that's a sentiment that bridges all people of all nationalities and all cultures.
Well, this is another argument that I think needs to be had within Islam. There are those who say that we are a very particular, very special, very exclusive faith, and that we share nothing with the rest of humanity. There is another set of traditions.
Mm. Yeah, and there are. That's a pretty strong thing to say.
I know, and it doesn't make sense. And, you know, so what we need to do is we need to stop and think about what we're listening to and who is speaking and what background they're coming from and why on earth somebody would come up with that kind of statement. And generally, it tends to be a person from an exceptionally narrow and limited background with the availability of global technologies to address people everywhere. And so what I'm saying is that actually, you know, Islam is a universal religion because it appeals to the universal in us. And it's precisely that we should, when we think of justice, we shouldn't think of justice just for us in the Muslim community. We should be thinking about justice across the globe for all kinds of people.
You say you're starting the conversation to make those changes. How long do you think it will take to actually see something happen?
I think that this is, look, you know, there are these great books about tipping points. This might be a tipping point. On the other hand, it may be a long uphaul kind of a struggle. In either case, I believe that it's been the defining kind of set of arguments of my life, and I don't see that this is something that you can resolve overnight anyway. What is important is that we get the arguments out there and to allow other people to take those arguments in the directions they think are valuable. But I think we've been locked in a kind of a certain understanding of our own faith between, you know, the power of the clerics and, you know, the inadmissibility of layman's perspective. I also think that, you know, it's been there's been this overlay of political concerns when, in fact, we should be thinking more of moral and ethical concerns.
You are the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Russia. And, of course, here in the United States, we've been hearing a bit about Russia lately with our new president-elect coming up and the hacking and everything. Any comments on that?
Fascinating times.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am. The Emirates is a small country. We have a lot to lose in the region if things don't go well. And one of the most important things that we see is Russian, U.S. or American-Russian understanding. That is a really a tremendous concern of ours that for local political reasons, both in Russia and in the U.S., that people will stand in the way of understanding. So we are looking forward optimistically to the next administration.
Ambassador Gobash will be at the Rackham Amphitheater from 7 until 9 tonight. It's free and open to the public. And I got to ask you, obviously you've been around the world, why Ann Arbor, Michigan?
To be honest, because I understood that Michigan was a Arab American and Muslim population center, and so it was very important for me to come and speak to that group. You know, if I can, that'll be great. And if they don't turn up, then that's another thing.
Well, I'm sure they will after hearing this. The book is Letters to a Young Muslim, Ambassador Omar Saif Gobash, Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Russia. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, you can see him at Rackham Amphitheater. We'll put it on our website, WEMU.org. He'll be there tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.